another DCS player going on to play low college football. That guy has went through a lot as far as injuries and surgeries the last couple of years, and finally got the go ahead to play in his senior year and to go on and get a chance to play a little college football. That he's had a heck of a run, hasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he didn't get to play a whole bunch as an underclassman, and you're just really deep at that position with some good linemen. You know, they're going into his senior year. We needed to, you know, find a, you know, guard to fill, you know, spot for Derek Knopfsinger when he graduated, and Judd was the guy. And so we go into Shattern camp in the summer, and then he ends up tearing his meniscus during camp. And so the poor kid has already had two ACL surgeries, you know, now has to have a meniscus surgery. And so, you know, when he got cleared, it put him right about that first game. And so it was just kind of tough to really, you know, we weren't going to throw him in the game right there, right away. And, you know, so it took him a couple weeks to get going. Then once he did, you know, he played a lot against the Rapa home. From then on, he was a starter and, you know, really started playing some of our better football when we were able to get him on the field.
He signaled out the North Platte St. Pat's game as a game to remember because it was kind of, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, first game really in the swing of things, the starter coming off injury early in the season, and you kind of pointed that one out. Would you kind of agree with that one?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like I said, he played against Rapallo. He played some games here and there, you know, but that was truly his first start. You know, for us, and like I said, against a really good St. Pat's team, and you know, had really good D line, and you know, Judd did a good job. I mean, there's some things, and here and there, we could always clean up, but so for the most part, we were able to move the ball on him and scored 40-something points, and you know, Judd was a big reason for it.
Going to Concordia, coach, that's pretty good school. You know, I think know quite a bit about that school. He's going to a good one, isn't he?
Absolutely. I mean, just the opportunity to go play college football and, you know, use the football as a way to get a degree is always the goal for any of the kids that want to move on.
He says he wants to play anywhere on the offensive line. It doesn't matter if it's a tackle, if it's guard or center, and I take it he probably could. One of those spots, any of them, he'd be good at.
Yeah, and we were talking about that a week or two ago. You know, it's getting him a football and making sure he keeps snapping because he can snap, and so you know, as a coach, it's always nice to have linemen that can snap. You know, that's a skill you never can have too many kids that can do. And can play guard. That's what he played for us. And like I said, he can play guard and center. So the more he can play, the more versatile he is, the better chance he might get to get on the field someday.
And he's a three-sport athlete, so he came along, played a little basketball off the bench for Coach Freeland and you guys, and he's a thrower from the track and field, so making the most of it here, senior year, isn't he?
Yeah, and did a great job in basketball, and Judd is a true team-first guy. You know, there was just had a conversation with him during the year that there's going to be some games where, you know, they're probably not going to play as much as some other games, and you know, he never complained. He said, always build his teammates up. He was there for him. And then games where we needed minutes, you know, Judd was always able to step in and give us some good quality minutes. So, I mean, you can't say enough about his perseverance, his character, his attitude, you know, just the type of person that Judd is. You know, if you can, you know, build a basketball team around, you know, five kids like Judd Johnson and eight kids like Judd Johnson in the football team, you know, as a coach, that's going to be a pretty fun year and a pretty good team.
I don't know how many kids now since you've become head coach at DCS, how many kids have gone on to college? You got quite a few out there right now that competed last year, and you had Judd in the mix, and there'll be quite a few for next year too.
Yeah, you know, Jack Kirkle's at Fort Hayes, and Corbin Horner's out at Wesleyan. Clay Myers is still at Hastings. You know, Dom Siss went to Concordia out of high school and then ended up finishing up with baseball at Wesleyan. Mm-hmm. God, there's probably
Brody.
You know, Brody Rogers is still at Concordia. I'm going to forget somebody and they're going to get mad at me. I know it. So I apologize now if I do. You know, Noah Kirchhoff, Jack's older brother, went to Shattern and played there. And, you know, obviously Phelan and what he's done and moving on to the CFL. And we don't push kids to a sport. It's just kind of what they want to do. And, you know, I'm more than willing to help. You know, anybody, football, basketball, you know, girls track, boys track, volleyball, you know, any connections I have or people around us have, you know, we just want to see kids that, you know, get an opportunity to go play college sports if they can and use it as a means to an end to get a degree. Because, I mean, for a lot of it, that's the ultimate goal. Move on, go to college, get the 4-year degree, and then see where it takes you.